Welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire.
Bella, do you want to stand up there?
J24/7 would like to share with you some of what they have been learning this year. We began with the armour of God.
You have to wear it every day.
You have to wear it every day.
It is from God.
It protects you from the devil.
We looked at each piece and found out what it means.
Okay, so here's a test. Does anybody know what this is? Come on, grown-ups. Elizabeth, can you choose a grown-up to find out what this piece is?
Nanny,
what is it, Nanny? The helmet of salvation. Wait a minute.
It's the helmet what makes us...
Who has the piece of paper with the helmet of salvation on? Have you got it?
God.
No, not God. Who's got the piece of paper? Nope. Nope.
It's not mine. It's
nope.
Mine.
Nope. It's yours.
The helmet of salvation protects your mind.
Well done. The next one. Hold a piece of armour up. This should be on your foot. Does anybody know what it is? Cameron, choose a grown-up. The shoes of the gospel of peace. Who's got that one?
The shoes of the gospel of peace helps us to make sure that we live what we believe every day. Being a Christian isn't just our Sunday.
What's your next one? What's this, grown-ups? Georgina, go choose a grown-up. Who's got the sword?
What is it, grown-up? It is the word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. God.
Shall I start?
The sword of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit inside us, making us strong. It is also God's word, which is really powerful.
And what can we do with the sword of the Spirit, guys?
Fight the devil.
Yeah.
Fight the devil and...
Point to this one. What's this one? Nathan, do you want to show someone? Go find somebody. This one. Turn around. The breastplate of righteousness.
The breastplate of righteousness comes because Jesus has forgiven us. We can be close to God and we can do the right things because God is with us.
Yeah, well done. Next one. What is this one? You can choose somebody.
Adrian.
Adrian? This one. The belt of truth. Who's got that one?
The belt of truth helps to keep everything together because we know who we are and who God is.
And the last one, where's it gone?
There.
No, where's the actual thing gone?
There it is.
It's not there.
What is it?
What's this?
Shield.
The shield of faith. Where's it gone, Bella? Go and get it.
The shield of faith means we are
protected
from enemies lies. We can hold it up for difficult times and remember God is real and promises.
So the shield of faith means we are protected from the enemy's lies. We can hold it up, Bella. Hold it up. In difficult times, to remember that God is real and keeps his promises. Never mind, you can take a bow. You can. Oh, Lucy, do you want to go and find Freddy from behind there? We're doing it later. Do you want to do it now? Elizabeth would like to share with you something that she's been doing in J24/7. Do you want to come here? This is a song that she has written herself with no help from anybody.
God, I love you.
God, I love you.
I see you in the world.
And in my heart.
You rose from the dead.
Now you are alive.
You came 3 days after.
In J24/7, we had an alien visitor. Do you want to hold him up? This is Freddy.
Freddy went away from he was a refugee and we looked after him.
Freddy lost his family in a war. He was found by street angels.
When he arrived, he didn't know anything, even Google.
He asked lots of questions about God.
We told him about God and Jesus.
We told him about God and Jesus.
And he became a Christian. He learnt that God was with him all the time. Protecting him.
This was around the time of when the Syria crisis was really in the news, and the children all wrote a letter to the Syrian refugees, and we actually sent them to the jungle in Calais when it was there, and we've had some really powerful letters sent to those children living there. The next thing that we did this year was, what is our topic?
God's promises.
Right, so would everybody like to stand up? And I'll give you a promise. Every week in J24/7, we have learnt about a promise that we can find in the Bible. Hold it up. We learnt from Esther.
I have an important plan for you.
We learnt from Noah.
I keep my promises.
We learnt from Jonah.
God will always give you another chance.
We learnt from Joseph.
I will use everything for good.
On Valentine's Day, we learnt,
I will always love you.
From Moses, we learnt,
I will do the impossible.
From Abraham, we learnt,
even if it takes a long time, I will always keep my promises.
From Joshua, we learnt,
I will be with you wherever you go.
And on Mother's Day, we learnt,
I will make you my child.
I will make you my child.
Okay. Everybody hold them up. Everybody take a bow. Thank you very much for listening. One second. Now we have one more thing to do. The children decided that some of the grown-ups needed some promises too. So, come down here. They made paper aeroplanes, which they're going to throw to you. If you receive a paper aeroplane, we trust that God is giving you that promise for you. Just hide one. Try and get them to a grown-up. That's it, throw it. Give it to a grown-up. Go give it to somebody. Ready, steady, go! Go and give one to the grown-ups. That's it. Go and give them.
Go and give them to a grown-up.
Okay, J24/7. Give yourselves a bow. All right, when J24/7 grow up, they turn into scary, scary monsters called...
Ignite.
Off you go.
Two weeks ago was my first week in Ignite, and I found out that Ignite go down to the den and have their own meeting every 2 weeks. On other weeks, we stay in the main meeting, and then we have a catch-up at the back. We get sweets and talk about the morning's message and ask any questions we have. Ignite our secondary school age guys from 11 to 16, and a lot of us help on out on church teams like J24/7, Technical Team, The Hub, and Friday Club. I learned that in Ignite, we play games, watch TV clips, talk about our news, eat snacks, find out about our Christian heroes, and we have some teaching. 2 weeks ago, we learned all about the Passover. We tried to remember what happened at the first Passover with Moses. Did you know they ate with their sandals on, ready to leave Egypt quick? I found out about the threshold covenant and how God came into the Hebrews' homes and protected them because of the blood of the lamb, but the firstborn in the Egyptian homes died. Then we thought about all that Jesus did in Easter week. He had the Passover on the Thursday night with his friends, so we had the Passover meal with our friends in Ignite. We ate lamb, unleavened bread, and bitter herbs. Well, we used lettuce. We dipped it in vinegar and salt water. It wasn't our favorite thing. It reminded the Hebrews of being slaves in Egypt. At the Passover, they drank wine diluted with warm water to remind them of the blood of the lamb. We had schlur. There's a lot of hand washing at the Passover meal. We learned that Jesus washed his disciples' feet to show them that he was the servant king, that they should love one another by serving one another. Did you know that after you ate the lamb, you weren't supposed to eat anything else at the Passover meal? No pudding. But Jesus showed his disciples something new. He broke bread and taught them about communion. So in Ignite, we learned about communion and thought about all of the different ways communion is taken. And then we did it ourselves. I enjoyed being in Ignite, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed the Passover meal. Well, I like any meal. But you've missed out on the rest of the term. Since Christmas, we've been learning about Star Wars. Well, not just Star Wars. We've been finding out about how Star Wars has some parallels with our Christianity. We've watched loads of clips from the first three movies, acted out some scenes, played games and eaten snacks. We've talked all about of different things: faith, merchandising, temptation, friends, broken families, hesitation and courage, motives, lies, and how do we react with our friends and family who aren't saved. All that from Star Wars. We talked about faith. Our faith is in God. In Star Wars, Day of the Force, Han Solo didn't believe it at first, but after he'd seen the Force in action, then he believed. We read Psalm 104 and thought about how we see God in the world he created and in the miracles like healing. We watch the clip from Empire Strikes Back when Yoda is teaching Luke and he lifts the X-Wing out of the swamp using the Force. Yoda says, "Do or do not. There is no try." With God, when we put our faith in him, nothing is impossible. Darth Vader is on the dark side, but he has faith too. One of our favorite quotes is when he says, "I find your lack of faith disturbing." Sorry that I'm giving away the plot, but in the first Star Wars film, Obi-Wan Kenobi gives up his life and he tells Darth Vader, "You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can ever imagine." He had amazing faith, and it reminded us of Stephen in Acts 7. We read the story about how he died and thought about all the people who have given their lives for their faith. What would we do in their position? But it's Easter, and Obi-Wan reminds us of Jesus. He carried on to teach and guide Luke after he died, and Jesus is always there for us, leading and helping us.
I've never watched the Star Wars films, so everyone had to explain to me what was happening in the clips. I found out that Darth Vader is Luke's dad, and in the films, Luke always saw the good in his dad, even though Darth Vader was surrounded by evil. Princess Leia, who turns out to be Luke's twin sister, asks him, "Why must you confront Vader?" And Luke tells her, "Because there is good in him. I felt it." We read the stories Jesus told us about the lost sheep and the lost coin in Luke chapter 15. We thought about how it feels when we lose something like money or our phones. Just like the guys in the parables, if I lose my phone, I don't stop looking until I find it again. And I might not have had a party, but I'm really excited when I find something I've lost. Something I've learned, that just like Luke, God always sees the good in everyone, and he doesn't stop searching for the lost. We thought about how we shouldn't judge people, no matter how they look or what they do. We know that we can all change and that God has a plan for everyone and everyone can be saved.
In one of our Ignite sessions, we thought about temptation. We were given a pot of sweets each. We could eat them, but if we left them until the end of the session, we would get more to go with them. I think everyone managed to leave them and got extra sweets. We can be tempted in all sorts of ways to do something we know we shouldn't. In one of the Star Wars movies, Luke is taken to the evil Emperor. Luke tells the Emperor, "I'll never turn to the dark side. You failed, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me." However hard they tried to persuade him and whatever they had offered him, Luke resisted the temptation to join the dark side. He wasn't tempted. We read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Temptation is always around, although you have not suffered any greater temptation than others experience. In his faithfulness to you, God will not allow you to be tempted in ways impossible for you to resist. When you are tempted, he provides the escape routes that you are always able to overcome the temptation. So God will always help us when we struggle with temptation. We thought about what we could do about temptation and thought about Jesus in the desert and how he faced temptation too. We learned we should remember to put our armor on so we can be protected from the temptation. We remembered that the truth is in the Bible, and if we're not sure about anything, we can always look there and use it to help us. Temptation can be anywhere, anytime, and we need to have our radars up and look out for it.
We need to have our radars up and look for the truth at all times in our lives, especially when we watch movies and television and check social media. We thought about this when we looked at all the merchandising that surrounds the Star Wars movies. One of our examples was Boba Fett. I wonder how many of you have heard of Boba Fett. He was a character in the Star Wars movies. There are Boba Fett t-shirts, pencils, cups, slippers, everything. But we learned that Boba Fett has less than 7 minutes screen time in the entire Star Wars trilogy and barely even speaks. All the merchandising, the games, the toys, the figures, and everything else makes us think that he is a main character. We need to be careful about what we watch in media and social media, because we can be deceived like this too. We need to keep our radars up and listen to what God is telling us, especially with fake news and alternative facts around. We thought about how people can read whatever meanings they want to in things. Football highlights, TV news, newspapers can tell the story the producers want them to. and can be interpreted wrongly. This happens with the Bible, and we thought about what Pastor Paul taught about women in the church. We read Luke 18:31-34 when Jesus told his disciples about how he would die and rise again. We thought about why they didn't understand him. Maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they didn't expect their Messiah to die because it wasn't what their religious leaders had taught them. But the truth was in prophecies from God that they had. So we thought we need to be careful, check out what we hear with the truth in the Bible and ask if we don't understand.
As James said, in the first Star Wars film, Obi-Wan Kenobi gives up his life, but he comes back to help Luke at times when he needs him. Luke can hear Obi-Wan's voice and helps. In Ignite, we played a game where we were blindfolded and had someone to lead us through an obstacle course. On the way, we had to collect loops on our lightsabers. The people leading us could only shout instructions so that we knew where to go. The first time, though, we had a close friend, brother or sister lead us through. But the second time through, we had someone we didn't know so well. After this game, we had a discussion about hearing God's voice and following him. It was really hard to hear the voices that were leading us when we were blindfolded in the game. There were a lot of people talking at once, and we had to pick out the right voice. That was easier when it was someone we knew well. We learned that the more you get to know God, the easier it is to hear him. Just like Luke could hear his friend Obi-Wan, and just like it was easier to hear our friend's voice in the game. If we regularly spend time with God, it will help us to hear him and follow him.
In Star Wars, Luke dreamed of escaping his home, but in the end, he still had to find the courage to leave. When Obi-Wan asked him to help, Luke didn't want to be a part of the rebellion. He said, "I can't get involved. I've got work to do. It's not like I like the Emperor. I hate it. But there's nothing I can do right now about it. It's such a long way from here." Luke didn't think he could do it, like Jonah and Gideon in the Bible. They hesitated when God asked them to do something. We remember the story of Gideon in Judges 6. God said to Gideon, "You have the strength to save the people of Israel. Go and save them from the tribe. I am the one who's sending you." Gideon answered, "Pardon me, Lord, how can I save Israel? My family group is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least important member of my family." But God said to him, "I will be with you." We learned we should trust God and that he has a plan for us, that we shouldn't look at our own thoughts and hesitate. If God asks us to do something, he knows exactly who we are and he doesn't make mistakes. We need to trust him and we'll grow.
In Star Wars, we saw examples of friendship. Han Solo risks his life for his friend Luke in the icy waters. Luke leaves his Jedi training to go and help his friends. We talked about friendship and what makes a true friend. We talked about how friends sometimes let us down. In Star Wars, Lando is Han's friend, but he helps Darth Vader to capture Han's, Leia and Chewbacca. We read about Jonah. He tried to run away instead of doing what God had asked him to. It's like he let God down. But it works out okay in the end for Jonah. He realised he'd made a mistake and God gives him another chance. We decided a true friend is loyal, honest, is there for you and has similar interests to you. We have friends in church. We're thankful for Christian friends who are there to support us and help us in our faith. But we decided that the greatest friend of all in life is God. Jesus is the greatest friend of all because he's never going to let us down and he's always there to listen to us and he loves us even when we make mistakes.
So that's what we've been doing in Ignite. Thanks for listening. So now you know. You've had an awful lot of preachers this morning.
It's really good to hear what we're doing as church, isn't it? Sometimes people will say to you, oh, you know, they're, like, they're the next generation of church. They're not. They are the church. We're all the church. No matter what age we are, we're here, we're now, and God calls us in the now. And that's about it, really, for this morning. On behalf of Kate and myself, we want to wish you an absolutely fabulous Easter together. I hope you enjoy celebrating with friends and family. Don't forget that this week, the summit is shut. Really, the main reason for doing that is we want to give people time from all these many projects that run, that people throw their lives into, and it gives you some time just to be with some friends and hang out and take it cool. That's one of the reasons we shut. It's a very important one. So enjoy your week and have a fantastic time. I hope you've had a good morning. I've really enjoyed discovering what J27 and Ignite are up to. It's good to remind ourselves it's all family. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.